Okay, so we're going to start the conversation between the Caesar, the Roman Caesar, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. So it's the Gemara in Bukhari's Daf Chesam and Beis. I think it may be worthwhile if I share the screen, and we'll learn a little bit the Gemara inside. I mean, I could read it, and I could read it this time myself, but in the future, I think maybe that makes sense. So we could kind of read the Gemara together. The Gemara is here. Hold on. Okay, so Chayres Chesamid Beis. Okay, right here. It's a very strange Gemara, like I said before, and that tells us that it's big side is there. Sark to Gemara. Amalei Kesar Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. So the Caesar tells Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Nachash, Lakama Me'avar Umoilid. How long is the gestation period of a Nachash, a snake? Amarlei, Leshev Shni. It takes 7 years. That's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya told him. Aye, the Caesar says, well, my wise men, the wise men of Athens, are Vinu. They did actually an experiment. And they took a snake and they bred the snake, voilid latas, and it gave birth after 3 years. Says Rabbi Shimon Chananya, Hanu me'abri habu mikara dal shin, because they were already 4 years pregnant. So you have no raya. No, they took a snake and they mated the snake with a male, and 3 years later the snake gave birth. So he says, so he's a raya. So he said, it's not a raya. The thing was pregnant when it started. It was 4 years pregnant already. So the Caesar says back, that these animals don't mate if they're already pregnant. Many animals, once they're pregnant, they don't mate anymore. No, inunami mishamish kadam. No, they're like a person in this regard, that even if they're pregnant, they could still go through and engage in that behavior. So therefore, it's not a raya. Now the Caesar asks of Yeshua ben Chananya, v'hal chachimi inu. But hold on, but we're very smart people. So Yeshua ben Chananya said, yeah, but anan chakim on minaya, we're smarter than you. So your smart men are saying three. I'm telling you, I'm smarter than them, and it's seven. Ichakimas. So Yeshua ben Chananya, so the Caesar says, oh yeah, you're wiser than them. Zil zachinu, go win them in a debate. Va'aisinuli, and then bring them back to me. Amalei kamahavu, how many are there? It says Shitin Gavri, there's 60 of them. This is the beginning of the story. Okay? So what in the world? Oh, 7 years. No, it's 3 years. Oh, but we're smarter than you. No, we're smart. We are smarter than you. Ha ha ha. Like, what's the shackle of Ataria over here in the Gemara? What was that? Moshe?
No.
Okay. So the Vilna Gaon here is Megala, a tremendous soid in this Gemara. He reveals to us a tremendous sod in the Gemara. But to understand the Vilna Gaon, I want to take a few steps back. We may not even get to the Gaon today, but that's good, because that means he'll come back to hear it. There's a very big fundamental difference between our Chachma and their Chachma. Their Chachma is used to explain the world that we see. It's science. It's defining the facts that are there and being magdir them. So you take the facts in front of you, and then you collect the facts and you create certain explanations that will work to explain the facts that we see. For us, Chochmah is the opposite. Chochmah is it's not just understanding the connection. We don't really need to understand. We need to be connected. Our Chochmah is a way to feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a yidia. We want to know something so that we can feel connected to it. Why? Because when you know about the world, then you know about That's ultimately, the Rambam says, then you understand the world. When you understand the world, you have chibur to the boirei olam of the world. So the purpose of it is not to define what's here, but to understand the depths of it so that there's the connection that's there. So their chachma is what meets the eye. Our chachma is in order to go beneath the surface so we can connect to that which is below the surface. Or above the surface, however you say it, but it's not that which we see. So our chokhmah is there to connect. Their chokhmah is there to define. Okay, when there's a machlekes, who's wiser? Oh, we're smart. No, we're smarter than you. What that means is that our purpose in chokhmah is deeper and more important than your version of Chachma. Our version of Chachma is in order to help us connect to connect something larger. Your Chachma is to take everything larger and make it into smaller pieces so that it fits with you. Right? You could take everything and define it into theorems and into equations so that now it's not that big anymore. You've just divided it all up. And we, the more we delve into Chachma, the more we realize we can't get the full picture. Right, the more that you know about Torah, the less you know about Torah. Right, the more you know about science, the more you realize that you're never going to know it all. The chokhmah of that version, their version of chokhmah, is by definition lacking because there is a point in definition that they cannot explain. Right, at some point you have that anyone that argues evolution. So at some point, there's a point where the equation stops and you can no longer define it. And now they don't know anymore, so they make something up. And they know that they're made. It's not like they know that that's the point where it's over, right? So, you know, you just have to like, so something happened and we don't have that connection between here and there, right? You know, we got it down to the smallest, you know, molecule, the smallest atom, the smallest cell, okay? So how'd that cell come? Yeah, that was a big that's the piece we're missing. I'm right there, right? So their chokhmah is to define, but it's never going to be full. You're always going to missing something. And our chokhmah, when we hit the point that we've missing something, is exactly the point. Because now we're able to connect and say, oh, now I understand where Hashem is in the picture. I've defined it enough to realize that it's beyond me so that I can feel connected to something greater through my analyzation of it. So we're not trying to break down the pieces to limit it and say, oh, I have a piece on it. We're trying to understand it enough and realize where you don't have a tfisa on it. And that's the point where now I have emuna. So our chokhmah is right. So when they hit a point that they cannot define or they don't understand how it's part of the picture, that's a problem for them. For us, it's just part of the picture. It's just another part of the you know, the chibur to something larger. And reaching that point of understanding something larger is fine for us. We're okay with that. Okay. So no, there is a chachma bagoyim because it helps you define certain things. But if the goal is to break it down so that you have it, why do I want to have it? Because I want to be able to manipulate it. I want to understand what the atom is so that I can use it for the bomb. I want to hold the keys to the whole Bria. So there is a chachma to understand how Hashem created the world. But we use the chachma to understand that we can't have a tefisa on it. They're using the chachma to say how they do have a tefisa on it. Right? So the chachma of Klal Yisrael is nitzchias, is everlasting, because there's never a problem with it. Because you can't disprove it. What are you going to show me? There's a kasha? The kasha is the answer. I don't have a problem when you show me that your theory doesn't explain that. I'm okay with not without that. But for them, if you come to a point where you can't explain something with your theory, so then your theory is useless. What did you gain? The whole point is to understand everything. You can't understand everything. Okay? So just on a very simplistic level, if Bishu ben Hananya says, there's part of this equation you didn't see. the 4 years before your experiment, you're ignoring those 4 years. You can't explain that. You don't know what happened before. I don't care to say, yeah, we tested it for 3 years, but there's the unknown. There's the part before the test. There's the 4 years that we never looked at. And I'm telling you that those 4 years, you know, are part of the equation. So he's willing to take in part that he doesn't understand. He's not willing to take in part that he doesn't understand. The question is, whose chachma is greater? But the depths of understanding whose chachma is greater is not who's wiser. Who has a higher IQ? Rabbi Shur ben Chananya, right? Or Rabbi Shur ben Chananya or Saba Be'atuna, right? Who's going to get a better SAT? Who's going to get a better SAT score? Who has a higher IQ? That's not the question here. The question that they're arguing is, what method of Chachma is more valuable? The Chachma that tries to be toifis, the Chachma that tries to utilize and put mankind on the pedestal, or the Chachma which allows the mankind to understand the Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realize that we can't understand everything. The Chachma, right? That's the issue here. It's a much deeper issue. Now, the Pesach to this conversation is going to be, the crux of the conversation is, oh yeah, if your Chachma is good and everlasting, then Klal Yisrael should be an everlasting people. But we're going to prove to you that you're not everlasting. Hashem forgot about you already. There is no Hashem. And guess what? When we're in Galus, and we're going through and being treated like, you know, like Jews have been treated throughout the 2,000-year Galus, and you come and want to say, oh, we're the chosen people who have a chachma of defining. I have my way of defining what's a great nation. I'll use chachma to define a greatness of a nation. Greece, look at the edifices we've built. Look at everything we've accomplished. Greece, Rome, we're a great people. Jews, a bunch of nothing. There's no temple. Where are you? A couple of Jews in Bavel, a couple of Ashkenazim in Poland, and a couple of Sephardim in Bavel. I'm saying, you don't have much to show for yourself. Right, so if I'm going to use chachma to define greatness, then the greatness is not going to be with the Jewish people. But if we use our chachma to define greatness, I don't have to use your methods. There's a lot more that we don't understand, and the parts before and after that you don't see, that's going to define that the Jewish people are the greatest. Okay, so just to give you a taste of what he's going to say, the Gra, he's going to say the following. The Gra is going to say that like this. What's the question of Nachash? Says the Gra, Nachash is the gematria of, what's the gematria of Nachash? Anyone? The gematria of Nachash is Mashiach. Says the Gra, the question here is not about a snake. The question here is about how long does it take for Mashiach to come? What's the process Mashiach is going to come? They're going to say, look, it's a chick-chock 3-year process. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to, if you guys are right, then it should be on the up and up, and we're good to go. Says Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya, no. It doesn't work that way, right? On a pregnancy, the last month or two, there's already excitement, there's already whatever. So even if it's uncomfortable, you live with it because it's already exciting. You're already getting the streamers. You're already called the caterer for the bris. You're good to go. You're already excited. The first trimester, sitting in bed, throwing up every night, you know, can't get comfortable. That's where, right? That's the char of it. So essentially, Rabbi Shur ben Chananya, we'll get into it tomorrow. Rabbi Shur ben Chananya is saying is that there's a long process to bringing Mashiach. There's a 7-year process. You don't even see the first 4 years of it. You may not see this part of the process. And the fact that the Jewish people are nowhere to be found and that the Jewish people are on the low end does not mean Mashiach is not in the process of bringing Mashiach. And he says, no. I got to see some excitement. If you guys are on the bottom of the totem pole, this cannot be part of the Messianic process. And you guys are done and you're over and Hashem forgot about you. Because I don't see anything more than what I see. And it cannot be that Tzaris and Yesurim is part of bringing Mashiach. So this is the Graz, what he's doing with this Gemara, which is pretty incredible, obviously.
But I had no idea that Nachash was talking about Mashiach. I would have never guessed that, even if you paid me. is that like the accepted thing, or that's just one?
Well, it's the Gematria, Nachash Mashiach. Well, I'm not giving away everything, but there's we have Nachash is two times Yishai, Davin Bini. There's a lot of interesting stuff, but the Graz, this is the way he's going. This is what he's using to explain the Gemara. It's pretty amazing. So that's the intro here. We'll get into it tomorrow. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi. Good night.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So, Rabbi.